Moving on with today's subject, by restrictions I'm not only referring to the ones that come directly out of applying the rules mentioned in the Prime Directive, those would at least be logical ones, be it that we may agree with them or not. I also mean those rules that are being applied onto visiting non-humans of any race, but especially those that look completely human, therefore applied onto my friends and onto me, and that not necessarily have a direct relationship with the Prime Directive, although many times it's been used as an excuse to apply them. And also rules that in several occasions can even be perceived as going against the very Prime Directive, yet are being enforced on us nevertheless. And those rules are being imposed on us directly or indirectly by the Galactic Federation itself. Why they even let me publish this, I don't know, most probably they don't even care, or because our videos are buried under who knows how many layers of information in the web. That alone may be enough for them to consider me, or us as effectively neutralized, this I cannot know. I've not been given any sort of a handbook about how to interact, and how to behave while in contact with human beings, or with anything or anyone on Earth, and neither has anyone else here either. Such handbook doesn't exist, or at least not that I know of, but I seriously doubt it does. More than rules or laws, I mean arbitrary restrictions, because that is what they are. We are not being told what to do and what not to do. If we simply want to do or to achieve something, anything, we suddenly find out that we simply can't, because there is some sort of technological barrier, firewall or blockade in place. All communications entering Earth from space have to go through a main communication hub that is in the Andromedan Biosphere ship, Viera. This is because the Federation nowadays has also imposed that everyone in Earth's orbit can only access communications on Earth using the Internet. And on Earth the exact counterpart is also in place because nearly all communications on Earth are also using, or depend on the Internet as well, leaving communications heavily centralized and easy to control, monitor and censor. Lesser communication devices on the human level of technology, such as radio waves and microwaves, are clumsy and weak, making it hard to reach the surface with them, and are difficult to use for most human beings on the surface nowadays anyway, so not much can be achieved transmitting directly that way. This next is what I'm living now. One of the biggest restrictions I'm facing right now, and so are many people here, in my group, is that we are not allowed to talk directly to anyone on Earth. We can type, but we are not allowed to talk, and no video is possible either. Therefore, I must use these robotic voices to make my videos, and this makes things much more difficult for me as writing a text and then editing it so the voice generator pronounces them correctly, and then run it through the online software, takes a lot of time and effort. And honestly, I'd love to talk directly to you all using my voice, with me in video as well. But I'm simply not allowed, and I'm grateful enough to be able to even make these videos. When we try to use any kind of technology to be able to talk to anyone down there, it simply does not work. And I mean human-level technology, so if someone from here is talking and there is no other sound mixed with the voice, then technically we should be able to talk and be heard by anyone on Earth, as it is within the rules clearly described within the Prime Directive, the part where it is stipulated that we are not allowed to use any technological device above what is found on Earth. That in itself is an incongruency to start with, and some members of my group have asked Federation representatives to explain why is this being imposed on us. And the answer they were given back then, is that the Federation considers open speech, us talking in other words, to be dangerous for humans, as we could willingly or unwillingly manipulate who we may be talking to, as we also load our words with telepathic meanings, with it giving us a mental advantage over humans, and restricting us to typing levels the game, so they say. This sounds quite insulting towards humans' intelligence. Besides, we influence each other all the time, humans to us as well. But besides that, I find it to be very unfair because we just want to talk to our friends, and even among ourselves, to be closer, to be a family with them. And this brings up another unfair incongruency because we know that many Federation representatives are talking directly to many politicians on Earth, both using technological media, and face-to-face as well. So it is possible for some, but not for others. And who decides that, I ask? What makes this worse is that if anyone from this starship goes down to the surface as a step down, even if that person goes there only for a few hours, as when they go searching for food and supplies, the crew member automatically is restricted as any human would be, and we can only talk to the crew member using human-made technology, because the Federation itself strongly discourages anyone taking an advanced communicator with them as they descend to the surface. Yet it is highly recommended that anyone that is going down should take an advanced communicator with them anyway, because not taking one with you when on the surface is inherently dangerous, obviously. So, talking and any other kind of audio has been heavily restricted, and so has been video as well, because it is quite obvious that something unwanted by the Federation may be shown in it, for example an image of the interior of a starship. Then I must mention photographs. They are tricky to pass, but it is possible, although officially you are not supposed to be able to. From the point of view of restrictions, when a starship crew member goes down to Earth, he or she is basically considered to be human, and is treated as such. This simply does not make any sense to me either, because why wouldn't we be able to talk to someone using any technological medium just because they are on the surface, when half an hour before we had the same person face to face on the ship? So what we've come to notice is that the human condition apparently has little to nothing to do with who you are, and a lot more to do with where you are. Same way, we are not allowed to leave anything that may be used as proof of our existence, and when we know someone there, we are not allowed to have any kind of direct contact with them, but we are allowed to be in contact with people who do not know who we are, for example with store clerks, and strangers in the streets. And this is heartbreaking. I find this concept to be heavily materialistic and not ethically, nor spiritually advanced either. While all these illogical restrictions are being imposed on us here, and on many other stellar races that look completely human such as the Antarians or the Alfratans, other shady races, some of them not even members of the Federation, are allowed to roam Earth in their ships and they are let loose to do just about whatever they want in an open and uncontrolled manner, that can include all kinds of atrocities, abductions for example. According to the Federation, such races that are there roaming freely are supposed to be contained within the Van Allen belts, and therefore are considered to be part of the Earth 3D matrix, and that's why they are allowed to roam freely as they serve some kind of maintenance purpose for the matrix itself and even for the people. An example of races that would fall into this category would be some kinds of reptilian races, inner Earth humans, and some species of small greys, as they are said to be the gardeners of Earth, because they are related to the altering and correcting of damaged DNA of their abductees, supposedly to benefit those people, so they can fulfill their life plan effectively as it has been said. These are not indigenous to Earth and are allowed to enter and exit at will. I must point out that there are at least 165 variants of those small grey extraterrestrials. And as for reptilians, the Federation sees them as indigenous to Earth as they were on the planet well before the first stellar humans arrived there. The problem I see with this argument is that the definition of human is not clear either, because as far as I know there were Neanderthals on Earth well before the first stellar Lyrian humans arrived there. Cro-Magnon is not well explained either, and it is nearly impossible to place any of them in any kind of verified time frame regarding reptilians. There simply isn't enough data available. Anyhow, that is the reason the Federation officially lets those other groups of star races do whatever they want, or at least apparently, because they are too supposed to be following rules and regulations of their own, also imposed on them by the Federation, but different ones from the rest of the non-human visitors here. All this makes it quite clear that the Federation wants and needs to keep Earth and its 3D matrix exactly as it is, as if the whole situation had to be let run its course. And they need the stellar races that do not comply, or that do not agree with them, to step aside, because we could alter the status quo in an unfavorable manner. The problem is that they are not telling us why. There is not enough communication. They have us speculating all the time. And this alone is not ethical, because we are forced to draw conclusions that quite frankly are quite ugly. The Federation here still states that we have the right to be here and that we have the right to emit our opinions and even to counsel over whatever is happening on Earth, yet in reality we are being kept in the dark, and it looks more like we are being entertained while they do whatever they are doing there. For example, going back to the Prime Directive, it most of the time looks like they apply it to some people but not onto others, and with no logic and no ethics. It looks like they are using it only as an excuse to impose restrictions on other star races, whenever they see it fit. These are only some of the restrictions that are being imposed on us, and onto other star races around Earth. I will be sharing more information and more data shortly.